You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, this is Shovik and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. This episode is hosted by Deepthi Ahuja, the content head of HD Smartcast, the podcast division of HD Media Limited. Over to you, Deepthi.
This episode is brought to you by Abbott. In our fast-paced lives, we often don't give our health the kind of attention it deserves. But now things are changing. Today, people have become a little more health conscious. And with chronic lifestyle conditions like diabetes on the rise, this shift is important as well. The number of people living with diabetes in India has surged to 44%, reaching over 101 million people. But you must be wondering, why are we discussing diabetes on a tech podcast like TechCetera? Well, over the past few years, we have witnessed digital disruption in the healthcare industry. An example of this would be the meteoric boom in the usage and development of medical devices. The diabetes management ecosystem has come a long way in the past 5 to 10 years. The advancement can be attributed to the rise in innovations like continuous glucose monitoring devices. With the rising prevalence of diabetes and its impact on public health, today we have Dr. Prashant Subramaniam, Head of Medical Affairs for South Asia, Korea and Taiwan, Abbott Diabetes Care, and Dr. Abhijit Bhograj, Consultant Endocrinologist, A Health Wellness. Welcome, Dr. Prashant. Welcome, Dr. Abhijit. It's my pleasure to host both of you here today. How are you guys doing?
Amazing.
Fantastic to be part of this initiative. Thank you, Deepthi.
I'm glad. So, Dr. Abhijit, I'm going to start with you. Recently, the ICMR published a report that highlighted that there are approximately 101 million people living with diabetes in India. That's a huge number. Could you share your thoughts on the implications of this growing health challenge?
So Deepthi, this is such an important figure for us to work with. And in the past, even though we knew what kind of a situation we're dealing with diabetes, we didn't know what is the extent it was. These numbers are only telling you people who have been diagnosed. The sad and the even more scary part, there are even more, probably around another 40 million who are undiagnosed and who are in a pre-diabetic state. So it's a very, very challenging situation. And when you look at these numbers, do we have enough of doctors to manage such a scenario? The answer is no. And when you have a chronic condition that is poorly managed, which is what is happening in India, and when you look at the statistics, almost 85% of these individuals, they have an A1C which is above 8. And what does that number mean when it is above anything more than 7.5, it starts putting you at risk of multiple complications. So it is a challenge for all of us, and these numbers have to get us, on alert and ready to fight a war.
Makes perfect sense. But technology then comes into the picture. It's helping us live better, simpler lives. Dr. Prashant, could you expand on how digital revolution is helping people with diabetes?
Thanks, Deepthi. So one of the positives from the pandemic was how we scaled up in terms of digital adoption or different initiatives within the digital space. And that within the healthcare system has also gone leaps and bounds. You can see wider adoption of, newer technologies, one of them being glucose monitoring as well. Now, given the high penetration or the availability of smartphones, and the availability of reliable internet speeds in India, we are now able to ensure that people are able to share their health information with their doctors to get good feedback. One of the aspects of continuous glucose monitoring is that we are able to now connect devices to ensure that the treating doctor is able to look at glucose trends and pass on information and instructions, better therapies, to help patients achieve their outcomes.
Lovely. Indeed, technology is not just playing a crucial role in simplifying the management of this chronic condition, but it also empowers individuals to take charge of their health in a more informed and a convenient manner, like you said. I, in fact, have a colleague, who wears a small sensor right above, on her arm that helps her monitor, her glucose levels, that helps her keep a check on her, condition, on her diabetic condition. So clearly, it's helping. For someone dealing with diabetes, Dr. Prashant mentioned, my friend, checking their blood sugar level is like using a compass to navigate their health. It's not just a habit. It's important for deciding what to eat, what medicine to take, when to take it, how to live a healthy life, how to exercise, when to exercise, all of these things. Dr. Abhijit, could you elaborate more on the importance of monitoring glucose levels?
So, very important aspect when we talk about diabetes management, it involves multiple components. And to start off with, diet and exercise is your baseline. Then comes your medication. And the fourth most important aspect is what is happening in your overall health. So, how do we, take a look at all these components? When you look at diet, exercise, medication, it becomes overwhelming for most of the people. And to make sense out of this all, you require the right type of data, you require understanding of this data, and you require data analytics. So that is where we are moving in when we talk about technology and diabetes management. We are moving into this space. Let's just take a small example about diet. So all of us we have a very, very, interesting lifestyle. So there are days when we eat right, there are days when we eat wrong. And for each day, your body starts to react in a different way. And if someone is using medications to reduce their blood sugars, they can go into a risk of low sugars, they can go into risk of high sugars. So all this information is important for your day-to-day management of diabetes. Without the right knowledge of what is going on in your body, whether it is diet or exercise. When I talk about exercise also, how much of exercise, at what time to do it, and all of these have a implication on how you're going to manage your blood sugar levels. Once you have that knowledge and once you have an expert, you said it's like a compass, having this as a compass. But when you have a compass with a guide, like a good medical care professional, whether it's a dietitian or a fitness coach or a doctor, when you have a good medical backing to help you understand which direction to point you in, you're going to do much more better in managing your diabetes. And we have simplified the whole process. We're not going to be, too invasive when it comes to dealing with your management. So we have enough of studies and papers to tell us this is the kind of approach you need to do. This is the time of, this is when you need to be testing. So using all this information with the technological tools that we have developed, it makes diabetes management much more easy and you're getting better outcomes with this kind of knowledge.
Makes perfect sense. So now that we know the importance of monitoring glucose levels, Dr. Prashant, please tell us some of the key features of technologies like continuous glucose monitoring, specific benefits that it can have for its users. Also, how is it different from traditional technologies like BGM devices?
Thanks, Deepthi. So specific to glucose monitoring, I'm picking up from where you and Dr. Abhijit left. So you did speak about the compass. And then Dr. Abhijit also added in the concept of a guide along with the compass. So imagine that decades back, in case we need to move from point A to point B, we used to pick up a large map in front of us, paper-based, Look at it, struggle with it, fold it up into multiple folds, and then figure out where to go and how to get there. Now imagine all you have to do is open Google Maps or Waze, and you have to enter the destination and you have it. Right. So it's more of an analogy moving from a BGM, which was a map paper-based technology, to something such as Handy on your smartphone. This is where continuous glucose monitoring is. To give you more details regarding the technologies, blood glucose monitoring historically has been done with the help of blood droplets from mm-hmm. your fingertips. So you would get the device ready, get the strip out, prick your finger with a small lancing device, extrude a small droplet of blood, load it onto the strip, wait for a few seconds to see a value. And that's one value which you would get at that point in time. To check if the values changed with your lifestyle, your diet, your therapies, insulin, whichever, you need to repeat this again with the endurance of the pain that you get with multiple finger pricks. Now, imagine this happening on a minute-to-minute basis, minus the pain, minus the procedure. Right. That's the continuous glucose monitoring for you. That's a simple disc-like device, which is on the back of the arm, and that measures your glucose levels every minute to build a trend. And the trend can give you more insights into what's happening specific to the food that you consume, the therapies that you're on, and the lifestyle behaviors that you want to inculcate. So I would say it's not just glucose monitoring, but also a compass, like you rightly said, and a guide, like Dr. Abhijit said, but also a smart device which helps you get about with your life, not having to worry about a lot of different things which you may not have continuous interest with or continuous break here. So in a sense, it tends to combine both the concepts of one, the compass, as well as the guide that Dr. Abhijit alluded to, but now bringing in, making it handy on a smartphone, which gives you continuous trends to adapt to different situations as we live our lives to the fullest.
Lovely. Dr. Abhijit, given your years of experience as an endocrinologist, do you think technologies like continuous glucose monitoring are reliable? I mean, I understand that, you know, technology has to be extremely reliable for it to be of practical use in medicine. And as we, you know, develop the whole thing into AI, things are even more, I mean, they're required to be more reliable more often. So if they are, how do you utilize them in your practice?
So there is a learning curve. Whenever we are using any kind of new tool or modality or a new software, for all of us, when we start to use something, you're learning something. What we have seen when it comes to technology, when it comes to the field of medicine, no technology is going to come to the hands of a user without it being tested, studied, you know, completely looked at from all angles before it comes to the hands of the user. Next part of it is the people using it, like the doctors and the patients. So both of them will undergo that level of trust with that level of learning. So that part of it, when it comes to the devices that we have, thankfully, it has gone through all that process. So it's now the question of more and more people being aware of it and being comfortable with the use. With the use technology, definitely there is scope of improvement. I think any company that is dealing with building devices and things like that, they are constantly innovating. And so that confidence level when it comes with different companies that are involved, as doctors, we are always looking at, you know, using these companies that have been giving us good and trustworthy products. Right. That is what we will guarantee when we use any product to our patients, because we already know that research. So if I overburden a patient, okay, look, this has undergone this many trials, it's of no use. So we have done the studies, we have looked at it from every angle. And so the trustworthiness and the reliability of these devices are completely known to us. And we know the everything can't be perfect. So we know which part of it it's working well, which part of it is not working well. And that comes with experience of using these devices. And so definitely technology is always advancing. And most of these companies dealing with these technologies are in a constant state of improving their product. And that's what we are seeing. So we're pretty happy with what we have. And, and once you overcome that, you know, that learning curve, what we say, once you get that confidence of using this information, it becomes a lot more easy for all of us.
Awesome. And how do you, you know, bring them into practical use in your practice? But how does that data help you? Do you collect it over a period of time and then analyze it and then let them know that, okay, these are the changes? What happened?
We have structured this whole process because once you start to look at, diabetes data that is coming in the past, the patient used to come with their fasting, postprandial and HbA1c. They used to just come with 3 points of information. They'll spend 5 minutes with the doctor. In that 5 minutes, the doctor has to make every single adjustments to all the aspects of the person's lifestyle. And when you talk about things that influence diabetes, the stress you have, the amount of, what kind of sleep patterns you have, how much you are exercising, what is your food patterns, all of this becomes very, very important. And it's difficult to do all of that in 5 minutes. Sorry. If you sit with a dietitian and take a diet recall, it takes 1 hour of work. Now, when you have a device with CGM, it kind of gives you a profile. So now I'm looking at diabetes not from a point value. I'm looking at a complete, story that is being told to me in the form of patterns. All I have to do is spend that 5 to 10 seconds analyzing this report, looking at the correlations, like as I said, food, exercise, all of that, put all the correlations. So within that same 5 minutes, now my work has become empowered. I'm able to help the user on a more personal level. I'll give you an example. So there was this lady who came about a week to 10 days back. And all the time she says, my breakfast levels are, after my breakfast level, my sugars are extremely high. After taking diet recall, most of the time, you don't get a complete idea of what their eating pattern. So we now look at food photographs. So when I look at a meal, understanding somebody's meal analysis, I ask them to take a photograph. Now I use this photograph, I use the CGM device, I connect multiple other fitness devices that are there. So I have now an overall understanding of this person. So when we put the device for this person, there was a nice peak coming early in the morning. And then the second small peak that was coming at breakfast. So the early morning peak along with the breakfast peak was joined. So I asked her, there is some food coming in the morning. She says, doctor, I love to eat my biscuits. So, and then biscuit is for that person. So, even after repeated questioning, they will not come out with all the answers. But when you have the device that is monitoring your own body, no, you cannot lie to that. And if somebody says, I'm not eating on time, but here I have a complete pattern. I can tell you which day you have eaten at what time. So when you have these reports and, the tools to analyze this, you're treating diabetes on a very personal level, which is going to make a big difference to most of our patients, when we are managing them. And we're still able to stick to a small time. So that is the big advantage that we have. We have a lot of information and we're able to still stick to that, whatever little time that we have.
Nice. But a quick question, just to add to that. So caring for diabetes for different kinds of people, right? Children, adults, pregnant women, senior citizens. With each group, you might have unique requirements. So how do you tailor diabetic care to suit specific needs of different kinds of people or different groups of people?
So again, it is a team effort. When it comes to people who need assistance, like if you're talking of somebody who is extremely elderly, then we involve a family member, somebody like a child. But we are seeing children now, they are able to manage from age 6-7. They are doing everything themselves. They put their CGM devices themselves. They're taking their insulin themselves. So they are more keen now. When you look at the generation that is the tech generation that is there, they're more keen and they're more hands-on. But when it comes to elderly individuals, yes, you will find people who are still unable to use a smartphone or something. So we take the help of somebody in the house. So with that help, we are able to specifically manage for a use case. Now, you mentioned pregnancy. In the past, when you look at guidelines in pregnancy and you are diagnosed to have diabetes, you are asked to be checking 6 times a day, a 6-point glucose monitoring. So 6 times you're supposed to do a finger prick test and get that chart and tell your doctor. Now with newer devices, all I have to do is put a patch once in 14 days This device will transmit all this data to any center, anywhere, wherever your doctor could be anywhere. So so have teams now monitoring all of this, what is going on. So in pregnancy, you need to be more proactive. In somebody who is in a hospital, you need to be more proactive. So that's where each doctor has their own teams. It could be the doctor themselves, or they assign somebody who is a diabetic educator or a dietitian who is helping them oversee these patients who are in a special need group. And we are able to do this more efficiently. We are able to do this remotely without the patient having to come every single time. So all of these advantages we have with the use of technology and devices.
Lovely. And you're quite right about the new generation that was born with technology in their hands. It's easier for them to do, you know, these kind of things and take care of themselves from a very early age. But it's a great habit, I must say. Dr. Prashant, while we were researching this topic, briefly, there was this thing about time and range, this concept that we came across. Could you expand on that? And how is it important to, you know, this topic at hand, diabetes and technology at hand?
Thanks, Ipti. So time and range, in simplified terms, is the amount of time within a typical day that you would spend within the therapeutic target range. For example, Dr. Abhijit would recommend a patient to be within glucose values of 70 milligrams per deciliter, not below, and not above 180 milligrams per deciliter. This means this is the bandwidth that the patient has in terms of having those ups and downs in glucose without leading to complications such as low sugar, low glucose events, or hyperglycemia or high sugar related events. So that being time in range. And the concept is to build into the patient that as long as they manage their condition efficiently, have a check on what they consume, their lifestyle, the adherence to medication, and following up on all the advice that doctors like Dr. Abhijit would provide them, they make sure that they tend to spend most of the day within this range. And with more evidence that is being generated, we're able to find that a 10% improvement of staying within range is supposed to reduce the risk of eye-related complications by more than 60% and kidney-related complications by more than 40%. So mind you, this is just a 10% improvement. So imagine if patients are truly motivated, managing the condition better, leveraging the benefits of this device, the possibilities of not landing up with complications is higher because they are now able to understand what's happening with the different changes that they made to their lifestyle, diet, or therapies, and then live their life with the knowledge that they are on the safe track, as in they are managing their condition better, and this is in turn leading to better outcomes.
This has definitely been an enlightening conversation, I must say. Thank you so much, both of you, for sharing such valuable insights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deepthi. Fantastic to be part of this. Thank you.
So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.